what if, and stick with me here, what if everything we thought we knew about leading a company, about being in charge, it's kind of wrong?
Hmm.
What if the best way to manage really isn't managing at all?
Okay, I'm intrigued. Where are we going with this?
So we're diving into this thing called founder mode today.
Founder mode?
Yeah. And to unpack it all, we're looking at this article by Paul Graham. He's a big deal in the startup world, started Y Combinator, and they've launched companies like, you know, Airbnb, Dropbox, the list goes on.
Right. I know Y Combinator, yeah.
So Graham, he was really struck by this talk from Airbnb's founder, Brian Chesky. Chesky's found massive success, but doing things, well, a little differently than they say you should.
Okay, so what's this different way of doing things?
You always hear that advice, right? Like, hire the best people you can and then get out of their way. Delegate, empower, all that good stuff.
Right, the classic wisdom.
Exactly. But Graham noticed something interesting. He saw a bunch of founders trying that, and it just wasn't working.
Yeah.
Like, failing miserably. And that includes Chesky, at least at first. It just felt wrong to them to step back like that, and they had the actual results to back that feeling up. So it really makes you wonder, what's the deal here?
You know, it's funny you bring this up because it reminds me of something I've seen so many times. We have this idea of management, of leading a company as this clear-cut thing, right? You set your goals, you delegate tasks, trust the process.
Sounds good in theory.
Exactly. But anyone who's actually worked in a company, especially one that's growing fast, knows it's way messier than that. There's mm-hmm. this constant pull, this tension between how things, quote unquote, should work and then the reality on the ground.
Oh, totally. And it's like these founders were being told they were wrong for wanting to be really hands-on.
Yeah.
Like they were being gaslit. Advisors saying one thing, employees maybe hinting at another, but their gut, their founder's intuition was telling them something else was going on.
Which makes you wonder about manager mode itself. Is it really about empowering people like we think it is? Or is there something else happening when founders feel stifled by that traditional approach?
It's a really good question.
Now, to be fair, what we're talking about here, it's Graham's perspective, right? But it is a really interesting one. And it makes you wonder if maybe we need to rethink some of these assumptions we have about leadership.
Absolutely. And one of the things Graham does is he compares manager mode to modular design. Think about those org charts, you know, with the neat little boxes for each team. Information goes in, work comes out, but you don't really think about what happens inside.
Right. Each team's its own little black box.
Exactly. But founders, they see the connections between those boxes. They understand how every decision, every single line of code, every customer interaction, it all impacts the bigger picture in some way. They don't see their company as just a bunch of separate departments. They see the whole thing, the ecosystem.
They see the system, yeah.
Yes. They're thinking about the system as a whole. And that's what this founder mode is all about, right? It's about having that really deep, almost like instinctive understanding of how it all fits together. It really gets you thinking, right?
Yeah.
About all the possibilities. But, and maybe this is obvious, scaling founder mode, that seems like, well, a whole other challenge.
Yeah, you're not wrong about that. A company of 20 people versus 2,000, that's different.
Totally. There's a point where you can't do everything yourself. Delegation becomes, like, essential.
Mm-hmm.
But how do you do that? How do you hand things off without losing that founder mode magic? Yep. That's what's got Graham so intrigued.
That's the million-dollar question. It's like finding that sweet spot between having structure and keeping things flexible, right? You need systems, obviously, to support growth, but you don't want to kill the creativity that got you going in the first place.
Yeah. And you see it all the time, right?
Yeah.
Companies, they start to think that delegation equals disengagement. The founder takes a step back, goes into that executive role up in the ivory tower, and the company they're leading, it slowly starts drifting away from that initial vision.
It's like that game we used to play as kids, telephone. The message starts one way, but by the time it gets to the end of the line,
completely different.
Exactly. That's why this whole founder mode thing is so important. It's about recognizing that there's a different way to lead. A way that keeps that deep understanding and connection at the heart of everything, even as the company grows and grows and grows.
So it's not about barking orders from on high. It's more like, what, being a conductor of an orchestra?
Yeah.
Making sure everyone's on the same page, playing the same song.
A conductor. I like that analogy. And this is where it gets even more interesting, right? Because Graham predicts that once we really nail down what founder mode looks like, once we define it, we're going to realize a bunch of founders have been doing it all along.
Oh, absolutely.
But they were just labeled, you know, eccentric or difficult because they weren't fitting that neat little CEO box we have in our heads. Oh, I love that. Like, oh, that founder who completely revolutionized an entire industry by doing things their own way. Yeah, we just thought they were a little strange.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But what if those quirks, those weird little things they did, what if those were actually the key to their success all along? What if their founder mode was hiding in plain sight this whole time?
It's like we've been looking at leadership through the wrong end of the telescope. But if this founder mode, if it's not something you're just born with, if it can be learned, that opens up so many doors. So how do we do it? How do we tap into our own founder mode?
That is the million-dollar question, right? And honestly, if I had that magic formula, we'd be having a very different conversation. But Graham, he does give us some clues to think about.
Okay, so where do we start?
He says it really starts with being crystal clear, like really, really clear about your company's mission. The values it's built on.
Makes sense.
And I don't just mean, you know, having some beautifully worded mission statement hanging on the wall in the office.
Yeah.
It's about truly understanding the why. Why are we doing this? What problem are we even trying to solve? What mark do we want to leave on the world?
It's about remembering that fire you had when you first started.
Exactly. That passion. And from there, it's about finding ways to stay connected to the work, even if you start to hand things off, to delegate.
Which is tough.
Oh, for sure. But maybe it means having those skip-level meetings, actually talking to the people on the front lines, not just their managers, or creating more opportunities for different teams to work together, you know, cross-functional stuff, so everyone sees how their piece fits into that bigger picture.
Breaking down those silos, those boxes.
Exactly. Creating this environment of transparency, shared understanding. Oh, and this might be the most important part. Be open to new ideas, even if, or maybe especially if, they come from unexpected places.
Because the best ideas, they don't always come from the person with the fanciest title.
Exactly. Founder mode. It's about recognizing that power, harnessing the collective brain power of a team.
Now, all that being said, I can also see the flip side of this. Like anything good, this founder mode, it could be twisted, misinterpreted.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
This is not permission to micromanage or just steamroll everyone's ideas.
Right. It's not about one person calling all the shots.
Exactly. It's about building an environment where everyone feels empowered to do their best work. That's the real goal here.
So less about being a dictator, more about being a facilitator.
Precisely. Creating a space where people feel safe, taking risks, you know, experimenting, challenging the way things are supposed to be.
Because that's where the exciting stuff happens.
Yes. Everyone's moving the same direction. But there's that freedom to explore different paths, to try new things.
Now, someone listening might be thinking, okay, founder mode sounds great and all, but I'm not a founder. What's in it for me?
Right. And that's a fair question.
But I think understanding this, it's valuable no matter where you are in an organization. It's like you get this new lens to see the dynamics at play around you.
Like a secret decoder ring.
Exactly. The next time you see a decision being made, a new strategy being rolled out, ask yourself, is this founder mode or manager mode at work here?
And which one feels more effective?
Right. Which one actually seems like it's going to lead to good things? This framework, it lets you analyze leadership decisions, and it can even help you advocate for the kind of work environment you want to be a part of.
So we've got founder mode, this new approach to leadership.
Mm-hmm.
It's all about that deep understanding, that connection, a willingness to break free from the mold. It's about remembering what really drives success. In a world that's, well, maybe a little obsessed with those traditional management structures.
Right.
So as you go about your week, pay attention to the leaders around you, the ones you encounter. Which ones seem to be working from that place of deep understanding and connection? Which ones just seem to be going through the motions?
Yeah, like that.
Using this founder mode framework, it might just help you make sense of the wins and the losses, the successes and the failures happening all around us every day.